All right, 248-539-9797. Thank you very much, Dustin. We'll have the first edition of Greg Palm coming up at 8:35. Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger,
mm-hmm.
as he's called, retired yesterday, or the other day, and great player. He's played with a few teams, seems, you know, he was... Obviously, he's a very good player, but he always seems like to me like a great teammate.
Yeah,
would do whatever it took to win. Mm-hmm. Kind of love that.
Intense player. Dude.
Exactly. Honey Badger is one of the great nicknames. You might remember how that started. Somebody put a video up of Honey Badger. Don't talk like it was viral for a long time, and then they called
he even
him
dyed his hair at one point too, didn't he?
Yes, yeah. Yes, he did. So I want to ask you, John, and everybody else out there, 248-539-9797, what are the greatest nicknames in the NFL, in the history of the NFL? When I say history, let's try to keep it to the 20th century.
Okay. We're talking just the NFL. We're not just the
NFL. Okay? Because I don't want to go back too far where we're talking about Snake Stabler and Deacon Jones and people like that.
So we can't use... the fridge or sweetness?
Yeah, you can't use them.
That's too far back?
Yeah.
Come on, because the fridge is like one of the greatest and most well-known nicknames of all time.
Well, okay. Well, then put a timeline on it then.
I guess I don't know. I guess if we are going back 40 years.
Hacksaw Reynolds, we want to do Crazy Legs Hirsch. No,
I don't want to do the Galloping Ghost.
Right, okay. Yeah.
The Four Horsemen. So I guess, I don't know. Let's as close to the 21st century as possible.
So yours would have been the fridge?
The fridge, yeah. It's fridge and sweetness. Those have been the easy ones. That was my childhood.
Right.
But I guess maybe one of the greatest nicknames of all time, and obviously there's one here with the Lions that we'll talk about, but a Detroit native. The Bus.
Yes, great nickname.
The Bus. It was perfect for Jerome Bettis. I don't know that you could have a better nickname for the style of player, his body type. Just Jerome Bettis was literally built like a bus, ran like a bus, and just carried everyone with him.
That is a perfect nickname. Now, I'm going to go a little outside the box here.
Okay.
Because I just think it's a great nickname for, especially a player plays a position that these guys usually don't get nicknames. And it's actually a derivation of another nickname that I think you were.
Oh, wow. Look at you. Big words.
You're going to mention.
Derivation?
Yeah. It's derived from that.
Derived. Okay. Yeah. All right. Appreciate it. Is that the French or the Latin of it?
Yeah. You know, it's the Stony of it. Okay. Mine is Greg Zuerlein, the kicker. They called him Legatron.
Legatron.
I just thought that was like the greatest nickname for a guy who kicked a lot of long distance field goals.
Uh-huh.
In his career.
There you go. Yeah, Legatron.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Obviously, and that leads us to who we have on line number one.
Yes.
Let's
go to Luke and Warren. What's up, Luke?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
Oh yeah, I was just gonna say Megatron is like obviously hometown for us, but that's just such a bad, you know, it's a dirty nickname for a guy that just was a dog for us, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, Megatron. I mean, it's imposing, and he was.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 248-539-9797.
I'd have to go with a former teammate of mine, maybe the most well-known nickname. That's Prime.
Yeah.
Prime Time.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And now he's known as Coach Prime.
Yes. And you know, when you talk about nicknames, I always try to put a caveat as it's got to be something that if you saw him walking up down the street or a teammate would say, hey, you know, Legatron or hey, this, it's like... different sport, obviously. Like Nicholas Lidstrom, his nickname is like the perfect human.
Yeah.
But if Nicholas Lidstrom walks through the door, I'm not going to say, hey, what's up, perfect human? Yes. Like little ball of hate.
Yeah.
What's up, little ball of hate?
Yeah, but it's got to, so if you're just going to call them by their nickname, it has to be one word.
Pretty much.
I mean, yeah, because like you said, you know, perfect human. Yeah. Right? Yeah. No,
nobody's going to call, you know, I don't think, maybe people called Datsuk, what's he called, the Magic Man.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Irvin Johnson's Magic. But
Magic, yeah. And because you couldn't say, you couldn't even abbreviate it. You couldn't say Mr. Perfect because
right.
that's a different person.
Yes.
And so, yeah. And boy, it's my mind keeps going to my childhood. And so limiting it to the 21st century. Well, no. So I can say this one, this because I played against him. Mm-hmm. Minister of Defense.
Yeah.
Reggie White.
Yeah.
I think he would, that to me was, you know, obviously it brings in, he was very religious and he was unbelievable in his prime. He was just great.
What about one of your former teammates? Big Daddy.
Oh, Big Daddy Wilkinson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Big Daddy is a great dude. He's one of the funniest guys that I've ever played with. And just a great teammate. But yeah, Big Daddy had a, I can't remember if it was an interception or a fumble return. We were playing the Bears and we were in FedEx Field and he was returning one. It was about 80 yards. Mm-hmm. And I mean, everybody else must have fallen down. Darryl Green was running next to him and kept asking him to pitch him the ball. And Big Daddy took it to the house. Was not going to give up that ball.
How about this one? This is it says Frank Old Bag of Donuts Winters. Favre center in his prime for the Packers. His nickname was Old Bag of Donuts.
Old Bag of Donuts.
Never heard that one before. Yeah. I'm biased, but Night Train. Or Dick Night Train.
Night Train. You're going way back. Yeah.
We're trying to keep it somewhat current. Mm-hmm. Shane from Farmington Hills says one of the best nicknames was the Goose. Oh, Tony Siragusa.
Oh yeah, Tony Siragusa played against him as well. Right. Yeah. He was a funny dude, even as an opponent.
Now I guess this is a nickname, even though you're just adding one word to his real name, Big Ben.
Yes. Yeah. Ben Roethlisberger.
Mm-hmm. Slash. Cordell Stewart.
Yeah.
Not an individual player, but the Legion of Boom has to be there. Well, there's somebody on that team who actually somebody's calling about that I will let them say this is a great nickname. Mm-hmm. D, you're on 97 on the ticket. Good morning, D.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good.
Oh, man, good, man. One of my favorite players, man, of all time, man. You got to go with Beast Mode. I mean, that name right there,
if
that don't describe the way he ran, the way he played, you know, even the way, you know, he was in the community, you know, how he felt about his community in Oakland and, you know, all the commercials that he's doing now, man. Just he's become just a lovable dude. And the way he ran, you know, when I played football, man, that's the way I tried to run. I was kind of built like that. And Beast Mode, when he got the ball, you know, you knew what was coming. You still couldn't stop it. So I just love that nickname, the way he represented it.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it.
Yep.
He was great.
I mean, football's had some great ones.
Two current ones, Sonic and Knuckles.
Sonic and Knuckles, there you go. Yep. Mm-hmm. Tandem.
Yep, indeed.
Best running back duo in the NFL?
Right now? I would think so.
Yeah. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody, any tandem that's better.
Correct. How about this one? Now, yeah, that's a nickname. He was called it, or an area around him was called this. Revis Island.
Revis Island, yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're going back a little bit on this one, but again, I think about my childhood. You remember Christian Okoye's nickname?
Oh, the Nigerian Nightmare.
Yeah. That's such an awesome nickname.
Yeah.
Ironhead. You talk about a football player?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Craig Hayward.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. There was even one more recent that he actually changed his name, put it on his jersey down in Cincinnati.
Oh, Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco.
Yeah.
85.
what's his name? He Hate Me.
Oh, He Hate Me. Yeah, yeah, the first XFL.
Yeah, yes, exactly. It was named Rod Smart.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris from Flynn has a really good one.
Hey, not a Bear fan, but Peanut Tillman.
Peanut.
Mm-hmm.
Really good player, man. Really good player, yeah, too. Somebody that you...
Wonder how he earned that nickname.
Yeah.
Somebody saw him in the shower.
He wouldn't fit into the Speedo. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I mean, but there's just been some great Beast Mode. You know, that one is it just fits so well, like the bus.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Here's some ticket texts about some of the things, other things we were talking about. Heather, I appreciate you hosting the show from 2025, while the guys seem to be broadcasting from 1955.
What?
I don't. I bet the vegan wears a Speedo. And we asked, why would anybody wear a Speedo? And somebody has a good answer. Because you're showing you have a large weapon you've been hiding. Ben and Novi says, hey, what about a loose-fitting Speedo? I'd rock that, like the same surface area, but more like a ball bag.
Like you're carrying around your bowling ball?
Yes. My wife is in her late 30s, only wears a thong or G-string underwear, and will sometimes wear a thong bikini. I don't see any problem if she feels comfortable and confident. It is what it is. It's about love and trust. I totally agree.
Yes, I agree.
Absolutely. Nothing wrong with that at all. All right, 248-539-9797. Coming up shortly, yes, we do have to talk about our baseball team. 97 won the ticket.
All right, guys, it's time to step up to the plate against hair loss. Dr. B at Michigan Hair Restoration is celebrating 30 years of turning back the time for thousands of guys across Southeast Michigan, helping them regrow their hair and restore their confidence. And to celebrate, during the month of July, you can get up to 30% off all hair transplants and medical hair rejuvenation packages. But here's the catch. It's limited to just 30 clients. So don't wait. Dr. B is a true pioneer, one of the first in the world to use your own hair to fortify new growth. This medical therapy once seemed like science fiction, but now it's reality right here at Michigan Hair Restoration. So forget those old school hair procedures, right? No stitches, no staples, no embarrassing linear scars. Just real results with hair you can run your fingers through. He offers the most advanced treatments, including natural therapies that just get better and better every year. And he's going to guarantee all of them. So the sooner you go to see Dr. B, the more options you'll have. Don't wait till you're out of innings. Go to MichiganHairRestoration.com to book now. Make sure you mention 97.1 and take advantage of these exclusive July offers before they're gone.
Two 248-539-9797. All right, we got some ticket texts. Oh, I wrote down one that I forgot to mention, by the way.
Oh, yeah? Oh, a nickname?
Yes. Remember running back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? I think he, did he go to Boise State? I don't know. Doug Martin, I think it was his name. His nickname was the Muscle Hamster.
Oh, I did not know that. Yeah. The Muscle Hamster. Was he small?
Yeah, he was. Well, yeah, absolutely. All right, here's some
the Muscle Hamster.
Some ticket texts. How about Flozell Adams?
Flozell, the hotel.
Hotel, right, exactly. The law firm Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. Yes. They called him the law firm, running back for the Patriots. Dante Hall was called the human joystick.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was really good at kickoff returns. Brian Dawkins of the Eagles, Weapon X.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian Peterson, all day.
Yeah.
Sean Lights Out Merriman.
Yeah.
Here we're going back a little bit for this one. Playmaker.
Okay.
Michael Irvin.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really good one.
Yeah, but he was still in this
2000s?
Yeah. I played against him.
Okay. The Freak, Javon Kearse.
Yep. Played against him.
Shady McCoy.
Mm-hmm.
His real name is obviously LeSean. Scary Terry.
Scary Terry, yeah. McLaurin.
Mm-hmm. Big Play, Slay.
There you go. Yep.
Mark, this is definitely not 20th century. Mark Super Duper,
mm-hmm,
for the Miami Dolphins. former Lion here. He goes, I don't remember his name, but he was called Snacks.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was Harrison.
Harrison, yeah.
And finally, now this goes back a little bit, but the Juice, who was framed.
Okay.
I have one of my really good friends. His first name was Jay, and he loved O.J. Simpson, and so we called him Juice.
Juice.
And he's still called Juice. All right. The Detroit Tigers. Right now, okay, I'm not saying overall, but right now they blow. I mean, they're going through a streak. Teams go through streaks. I get it.
It's a low point.
Yes. And it's not getting any easier with four games against a very good and hot Toronto team beginning tonight at Comerica Park. Then they play Arizona, and then they have the trade the deadline, and then they go to Philly for three. Mm-hmm. They lose yesterday 6-1 in the series that they got swept by the Pittsburgh Pirates of all teams. They were out hit in the series 31-20, outscored 17-6. And maybe as depressing as those numbers, their starting pitchers went a combined 12 innings. Mm. Melton, making his debut yesterday, went 5, gave up a grand slam and another home run. Mize went 4. Flaherty went 3. Tigers are 14-18 since June 14th. They're 1-9 since July the 9th. They have scored 2 or less runs in 5 of their last 6 games. In their last 10 games, they're batting .209 with a .595 OPS. The previous 93, as Evan Petzold of the Free Press points out, they're hitting .254 with, I believe, a .751 OPS. We have a Twitter poll up right now, basically asking, what do you think is going to happen the rest of the season? Make the playoffs? Miss the playoffs? Mm-hmm. Make the ALCS? Win the ALCS? Mm-hmm. And look, they lead. Cleveland's on fire right now. Their schedule actually favors them more. They play at Kansas City, which I'm not saying they're going to sweep those four, but then they're home for the Rockies before the trade deadline.
Right.
So that 8-game lead, based upon opponents, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen.
Which not so long ago was a 15-game lead.
Could be shriveling even more. And right now, if the season ended today, which I hate to use that cliche, but I just did, the Tigers would open up the playoffs with the winning the division, hosting the Red Sox and Alex Bregman, in a best of three at home. This is not what you want.
No.
And I don't know what's going to turn it around. Even at the trade deadline, what's available to help turn around? I don't think they're going to get Suarez. I think other teams have more to offer. And I'm really regretting basically agreeing with Costa that the division was over. I agreed that the division was over, and it still might be. But it's tough times right now. I know it's baseball, but it's not just that they're losing. It's the way they're losing. That's the thing that's so disappointing. All right. Coming up at 8:35, our first edition of Greg Palm for the college football season. But right now it's news time, and here's Heather.
Well, Brian Koberger has finally been sentenced after admitting to murdering 4 University of Idaho college students. He was sentenced to 4 consecutive life sentences, obviously one for each of the first-degree murder counts that he pled guilty to without the possibility of parole. And during his sentencing hearing, there were numerous family members of the victims who were there to speak in court. Some spoke directly to him during their victim impact statements. Several surviving roommates delivered statements, very emotional, heartfelt statements. There was parents, there was grandparents, siblings of the victims who spoke. One in particular was, gosh, I don't want to mess up their names because I hate doing that. Mm-hmm. But the mother of one of the victims, Kaylee, I don't know how exactly you pronounce her last name. So I'm just going to say her mother, Christy. She read a partial statement from Kaylee's sister. And in that statement, she cracked a bit of a joke about how friendly the other inmates would be in jail.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. So the mom said she takes comfort in knowing that the men in prison will have their way with him, I guess you could say. So, yep, there you go. In other news, Uber is launching a new program specifically for women. This new program will let female riders pick female drivers or share the ride with other women, which is pretty cool. The new feature is expected to launch in a couple of weeks here in Detroit, LA, and San Francisco. And Uber says women customers will see an option called Women Drivers in the app. They do say it could take
a little
longer.
Extra time. Yeah,
there's going to be a longer wait. There's only about 1 in 5 drivers are women. So the wait could be a little bit longer. And there is going to be an option. So if you decide, this wait time is too long, you can switch, get a new rider or driver. Most likely it will be a male driver. But it's pretty cool. It sounds like a lot of females have been wanting this.
Yes, and it works in reverse,
safer?
Too.
Sure.
Female drivers
can
be on that and only accept female passengers.
Yeah, I think this is...
So maybe instead of that 1 to 5 in a little bit, if female drivers aren't, hey, I don't want to pick up a guy and take him anywhere, if they know that they can be a part of this program, more female drivers will sign up to drive for Uber.
It seems like, Yeah. You should have done this a long time ago, but it's finally coming here. You guys, it has happened again. Siren's Curse at Cedar Point experienced another malfunction, left guests dangling 160 feet in the air. So this is definitely not the first time it's happened. But on Saturday, right during the roller coaster's signature tilt movement, I guess the ride stopped. It was
froze
for about 20 minutes. It did finally correct itself and the riders continued on and didn't have to like get out of their seats.
I've seen it before where they've had to get out of their seats and they've got to walk down.
So I just watched. So the very first day of this roller coaster malfunction, right? They're all like stopped in the tilt position for about 10 minutes, continued on. Then it happened again July 2nd. I think this is the one you saw where people actually got out. Terrifying, right? And there's one, it's like a young girl. I mean, obviously, you
there's
have
like
to be a
dad
height.
Walking with his young daughter. The daughter looked like she was, I don't know, 8, 9.
Who knows? Yeah, or younger, depending on her height.
How tall she was,
holding onto this railing as they're walking down the steps. Mm. Terrifying. So,
are you a roller coaster or a thrill ride person?
I am. I love roller coasters.
I do too. I haven't been in a long time. But
I haven't either.
I love it.
But
you know what you find? The older you get, the less brave you are.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, there's no question. I used to be all about the fair rides. Not just the roller coaster, but the fair rides. The pendulum one that would swing around. I used to love that one.
Yeah.
You guys,
I can't do it anymore.
I went on a Ferris wheel just a month or so ago. Really old Ferris wheel. I got so freaked out. I said, you need to stop this. I got off and Colin and Emily continued on. I was so freaked out. They let me off.
At least you didn't make Emily get out.
No, she had no idea. I didn't want to show her how freaked out I was, but I looked at the guy. I was like, you stop this now. You stop this now and let me off.
All right. Thank you very much, Heather. By the way, I got a text from a friend who was listening in Philadelphia for a nickname. Paul Wrecking Crew.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
From The Longest Yard. Yep. Absolutely. All right. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. Big Ten Media Day is going on right now. Perfect time for our first edition of the college football. Greg Palm, that's coming up next. 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. And if you've ever thought about getting a hot tub, this is your moment. I got mine from Beninati Pool and Spa. And let me tell you, it's a total game changer. My husband and I use it after workouts. We're using it in the evenings to relax. The kids love it too. They think it's a pool, right? It's so much fun. And Beninati Pool and Spa made the entire experience easy. They helped me pick out the perfect hot tub for me and my family. Plus, they delivered it. They installed it, and they've been there to help with maintenance as well. I'm telling you, they'll handle everything. Beninati Pool and Spa is in Utica. It's right next to Jimmy John's Field. Plus, they have a brand new showroom in Clinton Township, right off M59 and I-94. So no matter which location you go to, you're going to be met with Beninati experts who are going to give you a personalized experience and help you find the right hot tub. And this is cool. If you mention my name, they're going to take $500 off your purchase just like that. So go visit BeninatiPools.com or stop by Utica or Clinton Township and see why so many people, including me, love the Beninati experience.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Tigers return home. 4 games with Toronto. Beginning tonight right here on 97.1 The Ticket. And hopefully they can somehow get out of this funk that they're in. It's going to be tough, though, because Toronto's playing really well. All right. Something I wanted to mention, and I talked to you about it in the break, John.
Yeah.
I have a friend who I was a dispute with, and this isn't a typical, you know, left field take that he has, because I think a lot of people, and I bet you most people actually feel the same way, and I don't, and I wonder what you feel about this. Now, knowing your situation, I can understand that you're going to probably agree with me. I have a friend who insisted months ago that Michigan's starting quarterback was going to be Bryce Underwood because of the money that they paid him.
The NIL.
And my point was, well, they paid him for a reason that they think he's going to be really good, yes. But if for some reason he is not the best quarterback in fall camp, whether it's Keene or Jaden Davis, who won't be, or it's got this guy Garcia from East Carolina.
Right, yeah, the guy that's throwing more interceptions than touchdowns.
Right.
Yeah.
If for some reason another quarterback was better and more ready than a freshman, no matter how much, that quarterback's going to play or at least start the season. I don't think any coach, especially on a team that has, whether you want to call them realistic or unrealistic, playoff or conference championship aspirations, is going to play somebody who in their mind might be a lesser player just because of a paycheck. Is that, am I crazy for feeling that way?
Not at all. I mean, the responsibility, it's a little bit weird because we see obviously quarterbacks at the next level making a lot of money and you know they're going to play.
Right.
At the college level, even though they are, you know, being paid to play the game, is a different dynamic because they're, and Bryce Young is a young 18 years old.
Bryce Young.
No, he is actually at the next level. Bryce Underwood is a young 18. He just got there. He's learning college football. He's learning the offense. He's learning how to lead. He's doing all the things, and he's putting all the work. But if there is a quarterback that gives you a better opportunity to win, and let's just say even at the beginning of the season, your responsibility is to the team.
Right.
Your responsibility is to your job, and that is to win every single game or give your team the best chance to win every single game.
Now, I can see you want to play the highly paid freshman if you're a team that, you know, we might be like 5-7 or something like that. You want to get the guy as much, you know, repetitions as possible going into like this later
season.
Career.
Yeah.
Yeah. But nobody, I don't think any school, it's not, it has nothing to do with Michigan. It could be Michigan State. It could be Notre Dame. It could be anywhere, Clemson.
Yeah.
You're going to play a lesser player just because of the paycheck that they got.
It makes
no sense to me.
Your credibility as a coach then is going to be called into question.
Yes.
If you're just simply paying because of what a player is making at the college level, then if you're not giving your team the best chance to win because somebody else would be better in that position at that time of year, you're taking a shot as a coach. You're taking all the bullets at that point.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's any coach that wants to do that. You're going out there to win games, and you're going to put the best player out there. And some of it has to do with how you handle it in the media when you're asked questions.
Right.
And Sharon will be asked those questions today since we're talking about Bryce Underwood. You know, I'm sure he'll be asked, are you going to name Bryce Underwood the starter? Who's your starting quarterback now? That's always the question. No matter where you are, everybody wants to know who the starting quarterback is.
Now, everybody seems to think, and you would know better than I, that he actually is the best quarterback on the team.
Well, I didn't get a chance to see Mikey Keene because he wasn't available for spring ball.
Right.
Now, I mean, yeah, there's a clear difference between Bryce Underwood as an athlete and all the other quarterbacks. But there still is that you've got to be able to take it from, and the old saying I've seen in Ann Arbor is you got to take it from State Street to Main Street. And you've got to be able to win on game days. And I think when Sharon is asked that question, I have no idea how he's going to answer it.
Right.
If it were me, I would answer it as, well, there's a competition, and he's a freshman. He's going to have to show that he is the best quarterback for this team. He's going to have to earn the position.
Right. Now, they and earn the paycheck. They obviously paid him because he's the number one quarterback, number one recruit in the country. They
highly projected.
They paid him because they think he's going to be great. That's why they paid him. There's no doubt about that. But just because they paid him doesn't mean they have to play him right away.
Right.
He probably will, but you never know.
Stoney, I generally agree with everything that you're saying. But look, you mentioned the magic team, Clemson. And look, they don't think they were direct. Like, obviously, schools weren't paying athletes directly at this time a couple years ago. But how long did Dabo stick with DJ Uiagalelei when he had Cade Klubnik right there on the roster?
Not long, and he didn't stick with what's-his-face when Trevor Lawrence was a freshman either, Bryant, right?
Well, no, but he let DJ Uiagalelei play with chance after chance after chance and cost him a playoff spot.
Right, but he obviously didn't – he obviously thought that
maybe he
that
didn't
he was
think
better.
Klubnik was ready at
right,
that time.
And DJ started, you know, going down the old you-know-what, and then finally he had no choice.
Yeah.
You know, you even look back at Michigan when they got JJ. I mean, McNamara was the starter, and they figured out a way to at least let him play a little bit, right?
Yeah, and develop.
Right. That's what you do, I think. 248-539-9797. Rob in Brighton, you're 97 on the ticket. What's up, Rob?
Good morning, gentlemen. College football right around the corner.
I know.
I was getting a giggle, John. Stanford in the ACC.
Yeah.
Isn't that college football where it's at today? But
it's bizarre.
It's cringeworthy, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's strange. Guys, I mean, you guys know I'm a Notre Dame guy.
Yes. As far,
you're talking Michigan. I'd like to comment on college football as a whole, but Michigan, for me, Bryce Underwood, I don't think it's a question. Two of the last five number one overall recruits are Heisman Trophy winners, Bryce Young and Travis Hunter. The other two are Jeremiah Smith, the wide receiver at Ohio State, and Jeremiah Smith, Travis Hunter, Bryce Young, Bryce Underwood, and Arch Manning. And for me, like, these recruiters have it right? So I think the better question is do any of the other quarterbacks at Michigan give you a better chance than Bryce Underwood? And I would say no.
But my point, my argument with my friend is that nobody's going to play him just because they gave him the paycheck.
Oh, yeah, no. But I just think he's going to earn the spot. I can't stand Michigan, but I can appreciate, a truly gifted athlete.
Yes.
And he's obviously that.
Yeah.
One thing about the college football season, guys, that is going to be interesting is the coordinators, is the shifting in coordinators. Like, Jim Knowles went from Ohio State to Penn State. Tom Allen, who's a brilliant guy.
You guys lost Al Golden, right?
And do you know who we replaced him with?
Chris Ash, who was a horrible head coach at Rutgers.
Yeah,
but he was also a really good coordinator.
Right, I know.
In Ohio State.
So, I didn't realize that former Michigan State linebacker Max Bull is your linebacker's coach.
Mm-hmm.
Has been for a couple years.
Yeah,
now,
I know.
I just didn't know that. James Laurinaitis. Yeah, James Laurinaitis left and went back to Ohio State. That's been a great addition. But the coordinator shifting, guys, it's kind of like the quarterback shifting in college football, like guys jumping teams. It's been strange to me just to see and you got Matt Patricia at Ohio State. Can you imagine your son, your high school son, who's going to play, you know, defense at Ohio State, and your coordinator is Matt Patricia? That would be awful.
That's unbelievable. Thanks for the call, Rob. Appreciate it. Your Fighting Irish are going to be really, really good this year.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up in our final hour, we will delve into the Dear John segment.
Mm-hmm.
And we have
labeled as Dear Stoney this today.
That's true. And of course, we do have to talk about the Tigers. 97 on the ticket.